Big G, I put a thousand jumpers up. Word to Dapper J, I put a thousand jumpers up. When I'm ending off my day, I put a thousand jumpers up.
My name is Jarrell Dapper J Leaper. My co-host is Rob Bobby G. In a place to be.
Stop.
We are a thousand jumpers.
What? Who are you, Busy B?
Yeah, man.
In the place to be.
Shout out to G Dep, man. Got Harlem Shake special. I figured that's why you did that. My Harlem Shake better than Roz, by the way, for the record.
What? All right, you disrespectful.
Yeah, it's definitely better.
You disrespectful. Nah, I'm gonna be home.
Rob came to New York, but my Millie Rock is better. You know it's better. It's not even close.
Just,
you know
I just don't get turnt enough to be dancing, and I'm a my real Millie Rock. I'll be dancing all the time.
Whoa, my Millie Rock is better. My Harlem Shake is better. I know Rob doesn't care for this. The chicken noodle soup.
It's
is
chicken noodle soup is better because I am a.
So yeah, man, I do New York dances better. That's crazy.
No, he don't, bro. He got chicken noodle soup. That's it. He don't do nothing else better. I just don't get
my Millie Rock is definitely better than yours. My Millie Rock is definitely better than yours. It's not even a discussion.
We're gonna see. We're gonna see, bro. You're gonna see.
They play it this weekend. We'll see what's up.
Going and pop it.
Keeping it NY, that earthquake is crazy. Like, it's funny, my dad and my stepmom, they were up there. Her birthday was that Friday when it happened, and they went up for a play. So, you know, usually you call on the birthday. I'm like, not only am I calling, it's just like, yo, y'all all right? You straight? She said she felt it, but my dad didn't. But now that's crazy, like, to see an earthquake in New York. I feel like the last big earthquake that happened was the one in D.C. 2011.
Yeah, I was asleep. Had a bus stop.
I was at A&T, so I didn't feel it. Some people say they did. I didn't.
Yeah, I was fucking with that.
But yeah, man, stuff crazy out here.
Park territory. You know who be over there.
Yeah,
And it was hot as hell. Man. So I was like just cooling at the stop, waiting for the bus, and I kind of like went to sleep for a second. Thank God nobody, none of them niggas robbed me, because I wouldn't have got none of that shit back.
That's a fact. So yeah, no major injuries or anything. So that's cool. But yeah, man, New York had an earthquake. It's funny, someone said did Harlem Shake. I was like, hey, yo. They're like, G-Dub get home on 4-4. An earthquake happened on 4-5. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
That's hard because salute to G-Dub, man. Welcome home.
Yeah, man.
You know, they saying Max B and March Madness getting out next year.
Max, I mean, Meech for sure. If Max B get out, that'd be dope.
The GOAT.
Yo, who's winning? Because with UConn, if UConn wins, like, who wins in our bracket?
I don't know. I stopped paying attention.
That's going to be so weird. Me. I knew it wouldn't be me either. But shout out to NC State doing the unthinkable. Shout out to Jared, man. The realest NC State fan I've ever met in my life. Man.
Cause I always tell people, like, I told my brother the other day, I said, yo, like, he probably the only NC State fan I know, and he like the only Panthers fan I respect. Like, cause he was hyping them bum ass niggas when they was bum.
No, there's other Panther fans I respect, but he's the only NC State fan that be rapping it heavy.
One niggas was like, I'm a Panthers fan. So when did that happen?
Nah, Jared was. I feel like, I mean, you and Josh were winning because y'all was getting discounted Papa John's and Krispy Kreme that whole year. But me not being down there when that was happening, it was kind of annoying in the sense where every Sunday, yo, we won again, bro. We 7-0. We 8-0. It's like, and a fire. You can't even get mad. Yeah, it's like, they just dabbing.
But yeah,
their way to glory.
Shout out to NC State. I told my brother, I was like, yo, bro, when we was kids, like, you remember in 01 when Maryland lost in the Final Four?
I do.
Like, that sucked. Because, like, even being around just, like, your older siblings, like, your older cousins or, like, your dad or whatever, you understood, like, Maryland ain't been that deep in the tourney in forever. Like, so it wasn't, like, a assumed they get back thing. Like, so niggas lost. It was like.
But I don't, I think DJ is going to the league, to my knowledge. So if he go, like, he's a big part of their offense.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think NC State getting back. Like, we got lucky enough to double back and get the chip.
But everyone stayed then too. No one really went pro.
No, that's what I'm saying. We was blessed. Like, yeah, we just got a year better, and like we finished the job. I don't think NC State gonna do it. Like, they done. Like, they might get to the tourney next year, but that's it. Like, dog, you understand? They had to win the ACC tournament to get in. Like, it wasn't like they had something outstanding.
The fact that they have more wins at Capital One Arena than the Wizards do this year. From that tournament, they won 5 games. We kind of been winning lately, so we might have tied them. But yeah, like, at the time, they had more wins in Capital One than we did for the whole season.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. But shout to them. Shout out to Alabama. It's crazy. UConn really gonna go back to back, and no one cares, bro. They've been destroying teams. It's not even like, oh, we kind of went, nah, bro.
Back to back team ever. Like, no one's gonna, like, yeah, like, bro. Hopefully, someone will make it to the league.
No, I mean, a couple of people made it last year. Some people definitely making it this year.
But they just, nobody.
Nah, they got a good team, man.
They do, but nobody cares.
The thing that we do care about, the women. One, shout out to NC State. But that was a thanks for playing, bro. Because South Carolina is just on a mission.
I told my brother, I said, yo.
So I knew.
In women's basketball, the teams bring out the bats. Like, like, you be playing well. You be like, yeah. I'm like, yo, remember, like, UConn played Maryland? And, like, the first half, you be like, yeah, like, we playing real good, executing our offense. It's like, yo, we could really win. I said, yo, that second half come out, Gino cuss at them in the locker room, and they just bring out the bats. They just beat the shit out of them.
Let me tell you the realest story about women, and then we'll get to, you know, Caitlin versus Paige. We'll get that in a sec. This is I had just started dating Taylor, so it's 2017, right? So this is after 2017, 2018. A&T makes the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We made the tournament, the women. And I thought we were going to get in UConn's region. So I talked to the homie Wilson. He like, yo, y'all play us, we beating you by 90. And, like, I knew we weren't winning. But he said 90. I'm like, fam, y'all dope. Y'all going to win. Y'all not beating us by 90, right? So you can Google this. If y'all listening, this is real rap. We don't play UConn. We play Notre Dame. We lost, but we lost by, like, 15. Respectable. The team that did play UConn, UConn won by 88, bro. I had never been so terrified in my life. I was like, dog, you weren't lying. Like,
it's overwhelming force, bro.
But he just said that, like, oh, y'all gonna play us? Oh, we winning by night. Like, it was casual. And I'm like, y'all tough, but y'all not that tough. They was that tough, bro.
If the talent gap is that wide, you literally might not get the ball past half court for 5 minutes, bro. Like,
I was so dumbfounded. Like, for you, you honestly, y'all go look it up. I think I want to see 2017 or 2018 March Madness Women's Tournament. We didn't play them. Notre Dame was the number two seed. Number one overall seed or whatever of the tournament. So we played them and we lost, but it was like 15. Respectable. That team that UConn played, they won by 88 points, bro. I was like, I'll never doubt you again. And he's right about a lot of things, so I don't. But now with the women, we were at a party, so I didn't get to see the game live, but I caught the highlights.
Who?
For Iowa to win like that, bro. Oh. Nah, I'd be tight.
That game was, I watched most of the game.
I would be livid, bro. To lose like that.
Paige got to hunt for her shot more. Like, she got to really, like.
And that's the thing. Like, Paige, I think, obviously, Paige, like, is a dog. But all, I think they don't have that many players. So, it's not like, yo, if I get to go crazy and I get in foul trouble, I can come back later. This is all I got to conserve. I got to save myself. Conserve energy.
I mean, but it wasn't like she was drawing wild offensive fouls or something.
And no, she doesn't play a sloppy game. Like, Paige is fire, and I still think she's still finding like her legs and whatnot. But the defense played on Caitlin Clark. She wasn't doing what she's been doing all tournament.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Yeah, that was probably the worst call ever, bro. That whole game was aggressive, like physical, and there was a lot of non calls both ways. But a lot on Iowa. Like, niggas was. UConn wasn't getting away with a lot, but they was getting away with some shit. But it was like,
I mean, to do that, knowing like Paige gets the ball, it's 3 seconds left. She either taking the shot for the win or she lose. Hey, you live with that.
That
call is like, all right,
that call was trash. So, look, I told my brother, I said, yo, if she beats LSU, UConn, and South Carolina, then she could say she got one of the best college seasons ever.
No one is saying she don't. She not the GOAT. Like
she, no, I'm saying though, like she could be like, yo, I got like, we talking like top five-ish.
Top
college seasons ever. Because she's getting player of the year, right?
Yeah.
So she get player of the year. And she leads that Iowa team to the chip to and win it.
Yeah, those women, they're and future beat the undefeated lawyers.
Bro, no, that's a year. That's a year.
No, it, for sure. Like, no, I don't think anyone's saying she's not great. But again, Rob, you and I, we watch women's college basketball. One, you know how I feel about Candace Parker. You know, we both rock with Maya Moore. Rob, don't do it. You know how we both. We know how, like, we both respect Maya Moore. Like, those are the two best.
Three chips.
And then Breonna Stewart said, yo, I'm coming here to win four. And then did it, bro. Like,
that's the thing with Breonna Stewart. Like, people talk about, like, the talent on that team. It's like, if she had one chip and, like, got to, like, three Final Fours or something, it'd be like, of course you did. That team stacked. They lost, like, one game. Like in that
she team. Lost, like, I think at like most five games.
Yeah, I think it was like 130-5 or something like that.
I got four rings, bro.
Dog, she won every year. Like, dog, it's not like they had a good team and they failed at any point. They really won every year. Like, niggas wasn't watching women's college. They like, they know you kind of how to win.
No, like, remember, so more context, guys, Rob still gets mad at me. So, Mel's. She calls
He's a
her
traitor.
I'm not. Her name's Lindsay Allen. She was the starting point guard for Notre Dame. I got to see Notre Dame Arnold. Play in person. And I'm like, this is the best team I've ever seen play. Start to finish. I'm like, nah, I saw them play. I rocked with Maryland, got to the Final Four, but I'm like, this team better. And I got to meet them, and they were
who
cool.
Who did you root for?
I rooted for them.
Exactly. No, who's them? Say it.
I rooted for Notre Dame.
Disgusting.
I'm thinking they're a future national champion. Like, I'm so happy.
Soul to soul.
So they win the game. And I'm like, yo, Mel, we're going to watch the game together. Like, and when I tell you, UConn won by like 45, that next day, Mel came to class. I'm sorry, I'm telling my business. She came to class so drunk, bro. She was hot. Like, she was, and you know how, like, Jiho, you come to class drunk. Cause it's homecoming. You've been drinking. Mm-hmm. No, this is like a regular day in April. Like, there's no significance. She just so distraught. Like, y'all faded. And I'm like, this for me to see a team I'm thinking is the best team I've ever seen just get smoked like that. That's what Stewie was doing to people, bro. Like, those are the three that again: Stewie, Candace Parker, and Maya Moore.
I mean,
Caitlin win one. Because I think in college, at least for women, you gotta win one. Like Sabrina Ionescu didn't win any.
Yeah, like if you
Skylar didn't win any, you gotta win one.
Yeah,
Brittany Griner won one.
I'm about to say, I don't think Caitlin Clark's Brittany Griner.
She not.
Like she beat them niggas. Like it's like if you if she don't win, she's a Skylar Diggins level, which is very high.
She's a better Sabrina Ionescu. Like she's dope, but you didn't win when it mattered. Like, so.
And Skylar beat UConn.
Yeah.
But I told him, I was like, yo, bro. I was like, yo, you remember the funniest shit ever? It's like, imagine beating UConn and your reward is Brittany Griner.
Like, yay! But think about it, and like, Caitlin beats South Carolina, undefeated South Carolina, and it's like, yo, they're going to win the championship. And then LSU just wipes her out. And the thing with LSU winning, if people really want to be objective, the reason LSU won is because a girl off the bench hit 5 threes to end the second quarter. And that's really like, wait a minute. A girl we didn't even account for, who not even playing anywhere, just cash.
Sounds like a win to me.
But yeah, man, I will say what Caitlin was doing against, because we haven't spoken since the Elite Eight, what she was doing at LSU was crazy, bro. Like, she came out here shooting through. I'm like, oh, this is how we coming. All right, word.
Nah, y'all niggas. No, LSU had the right game plan.
No, they didn't.
Haley,
Van Lith died for her sins, bro.
But once I knew it was over, once Reese hurt her ankle, she had no lift. She's still a dog, so she got rebounds and like. Had some putbacks, but she had like no lift on her shot. She was hobbling up and down the court, no mobility in the paint, really.
If Angel Reese got 20 rebounds with no lift, imagine what Cardozo's gonna do today. Like, as we're recording before the championship game. I was getting work, bro. Malaysia Full Wally, she gonna go crazy, man.
It's over. No, South Carolina comes with the bats in the first quarter. Like, no.
Nah, I think it's going to be.
No, it's over, guys.
It'll be like a 6-point lead going into to halftime. That third quarter, though, bats out.
I think it's double digit going into half.
Nah, I think it's like, single digits.
They're not coming to play, guys. They're not. Caitlin Clark better have 18 in the first half. That's the only way it's less than double digits if she got like 18 in the first half. Like, she got to be on some bullshit. Like,
we going to see, man. I'm excited. I told Taylor, I was like, you know, usually Sunday, we chilling, watching whatever, her shows. I'm like, nah, 3:00, I'm watching the game. Like, she's like, wow, I'm like, the women playing. Like, I'm watching them. And I think also it's cool that so many people are involved. Like, they're getting memes, how we see playoff memes. Once you make it to that level where, like, Haley was getting destroyed, when you're getting that for the women's game, that's when you know that we're interested, that we're locked in.
Yeah, that was crazy. No, she got – someone called it the reverse Jordan. Bro, she was fed up.
She was, bro. And there's really nothing you could do. And speaking of fed up, Stephon Diggs got traded to the Houston Texans.
Hey, Kirkwood.
You not right, bro.
We got shitty-ass Bills, bro.
They traded him for a 2025 second.
Nah, so I'm saying they made Steph. Make another Steph.
They're going to get a good receiver in this draft, though.
Okay.
Only thing that Kurt was saying, he was like, we could do what the Chiefs did. I was like, no, because that would mean Josh Allen's Patrick Mahomes level. And I don't think that's the case.
Josh Allen has zero MVPs. You guys trying to move him past Lamar Jackson.
Let's talk about it.
He don't have an MVP. Y'all treat him like he got a Super Bowl ring and an MVP. He don't have any. He don't even have a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, that's why Joe Burrow's third.
Like, y'all are crazy. Niggas call him Brett Favre. Like, Brett didn't win three MVPs in a row.
In a row, bro. Let's
those
talk
about those are real awards.
Hot take, CJ or Jordan Love MVP this year. That's my hot take.
Jordan Love is a hot take. CJ is not a hot take. The Texans probably
those are favorites. I might put money on both of them.
And he's
probably going to put money on Jordan Love.
I mean,
put money on both of them.
Yeah, like, that's a pick. Jordan Love's a pick. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's a pick.
But, yeah, like...
Who's our quarterback?
I think the Texans.
Dean and Dan.
Again, shout out to Ed. You know, shout out to Colts fans, Jaguar fans, and Titan fans. But for the foreseeable future, it's looking like it's Houston's division to lose. Like, we both rock with T-Law. I don't know, bro.
He lost Calvin Ridley.
And yeah.
He on the Titans?
He's on the Titans.
If the Titans had a quarterback, they'd be something. Do they still have Hopkins?
Yeah, they still have. I think so. I think.
And he's still on the Titans.
But yeah, Will Levis is the QB. And oh, they got Tony Pollard at running back. I say it like that means something. Sorry.
Yeah, he's still with the Titans. So they got Hopkins, Ridley, Pollard, and Spears.
And they got that receiver from last year that's supposed to replace AJ. I can't think of his name, from Arkansas. He's solid. They're going to be cool, but not that Houston team. You get Diggs. You got my main man, Tank Dell. That's my man. And then they get Joe Mixon? Nah, bro. In that offense, in that Shanahan fam, it's about to be crazy. Joe Mixon might be worth the top five pick in fantasy this year. I'm just letting y'all know. Giving y'all free game. Top in that system, pick. He might be my first round pick. Like, Joe Mixon gonna be tough. You said what?
You're not getting him before I get him.
What if I'm before you?
You'll pick him with your first pick?
I might. Unless it's like, if it's like top four, no. But if I'm on like the 7 to the 12, yeah, I might get him. Joe Mixon's tough. I mean, I know you know, because you've been the beneficiary of his two greatest fantasy performances. That one time you got me to trade him, and then you were trying to trade me, and I'm like, nah. And then he just went nuclear, and I'm like, all right, well, oh.
28 gang baby. Texans is, I mean, Texans like obviously the best team in that division, bro.
They're packed. They're doing what you're supposed to do. You got a great young quarterback to build around. Before you have to pay him, go win. Shoot for it.
Yeah, they got sure that.
And again, you know that you can win your division. Now you got to see if I can get home field so that we don't have to travel. Bring my homes to your place. Like, that's what you got to shoot for and go win it.
I mean, they play in the dome, though.
Yeah, but I mean, your environment. That's all I'm saying. Like,
no, I don't think.
Or it's a retractable roof.
Like, you're gonna close that shit. You're going to play my homes right in the dome. I don't think that gives you an advantage at all. This ain't Lambeau Field. This ain't
me on the road. I don't know.
Like,
you better pray. I mean, that's really all you can do. Mahomes.
Yeah, he beat Baltimore in Baltimore.
Who, Mahomes? Yeah.
That's Baltimore.
You're right.
I don't think taking him anywhere matters. Your best bet is not to play him.
So who gonna beat him then?
Somebody else. I mean, we hoping someone beat the Nuggets.
All right. Like, ain't no you're like, what, you gonna send them a consolation thank you? Be like, you know what? I won't slander y'all for the rest of the year.
We send them all edible arrangements right when we win the ring. But
it better be real edibles. Forget the arrangements. I mean, but yeah, bro. Man, shout out to the Texans for getting better.
They'll suck.
Buffalo. It looks like is...
the Jets.
The Dolphins.
Please. The Dolphins.
That's a fact. Dolphins are tough. Yeah,
they with the Patriots now. They better than the Patriots because Josh Allen better than whoever they got the quarterback.
They don't have anyone yet. Quarterback. They're drafting someone. Like right now they got Bailey Zappe, but we know he's not the future. I mean, yeah, like if this talk of Josh Allen being top five, top two, whatever, we got to see that this year. But I do think they get a receiver and they address some of the things. But they might be in rebuilding mode, but they don't want to admit that yet. But, hey, you know.
You paid Josh Allen how much?
Like $250.
That's too much to be in rebuilding. You just going to pay that contract out and lose
the
game.
They cleared out a lot of their debt. I mean, like, their safeties are gone. Diggs is gone. Gabe Davis is gone. Their receivers now is Curtis Samuel, Shakir. Hey, bro. Ain't my problem. Shout out to them, man. Let's get to the music, bro. J. Cole, might delete later. What a beautiful thing to wake up to. I'm thinking like, all right, I'm gonna listen to Bryson Tiller, you know? And I'm like, oh, J. Cole. I'm listening to him over, you know, that's automatic. And like, he dissed Kendrick. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna listen to that song. I'm like, all right, I like the song. Then I listen to the whole EP. Incredible, man.
Cole rapping.
My records, Ready 24, automatic fire. Shout out to Cam. Pie A. His crazy. Best rap might be on Yo, spitting. Trader Truth in Ibiza. Crazy.
I told he turned Gucci Man to Gucci Scott Harrow.
Scott Harrow, I saw that. Nah, it's a fire. I was like, yo, what
this nigga got a spoken word?
And then what people are listening to, he took shots at Kendrick the whole project. Like subliminal. Yeah, it's basically everyone was like, yo, I'm disappointed in the diss. He's basically telling Kendrick, I really don't want to have to do this. But if you try again, I'm gonna
end you. Dog. Cole, man, this project, bruh.
Whole World, No Blankets,
was
baby.
Was this an album?
Nah, it's an EP. That's what it's labeled as. It's a project. It's not a mixtape. And if this doesn't make, none of these are going to be on the fall off. The best shit. Thing about that diss, he was like, I can drop two classics right now. I'm here for it. You going to do that? I'm here, bro. Like,
I mean, look, he clearly in his bag rapping. You know, he ain't scared. He here for the smoke. Yeah, they friends. So like, he just saying on some, he's setting the table. Like, yo, if you want to have this dance, and we're gonna do it. Fuck it, why not? So I think they both ready for the rumble. You know, they not pussy unlike the other nigga. But. They ready for the rumble. He the project. I mean, like you said, he ain't tuck his tail. He gave you even more raps to show you he the best. Like he's saying, this is my era. This is my reign.
Now, not to address the Kendrick diss. It's called 7 Minute Drill. Which, if you've been watching some of his like his vlogs, the 7 Minute Drills, you got 7 minutes to write a verse. Or to make the beat. So, what's his name? I can't think of T-Minus made that beat in 7 minutes. Cole wrote that verse in 7 minutes. That's a 7 minute thought. Mm. If I really sit and spend a whole lot of time, then who knows? But I think the thing that people were in the first verse, he said, like, yo, your first album was a classic. Remember Butterfly was boring. The last album, Mr. Marlon and the Big Steppers, wasn't it. Rob is someone who has been very vocal about how he feels about Kendrick Lamar. It took him a long time to say Good Kid, Mad City was a classic. But he has agreed.
By a long time, it was like a few years after it came out. Y'all hopped on the pain.
It was instant, bro. It was an instant classic.
Automatic, bro.
It wasn't swimming, no, we need to wait 5 years.
Swimming pools is trash. And I don't like poetic justice. Anyway. Yeah, I like it's Illmatic.
Anyway. Stop. How do you feel about To Pimp a Butterfly?
Ben said it was fire, but I don't listen to it that often. You got to be in the mood to listen to that album. It's a fire album to me.
That I agree with.
Like, if people call it a classic album, I wouldn't be mad. I don't listen to it, though. Like, I play Good Kid, M.A.A.D City songs frequently. Like, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, Money Trees get played often. Like, I don't play, like, anything from To Pimp a Butterfly.
And this, and I feel like Miss Morale is an extension of To Pimp a Butterfly, which is great, but it's a heavy listen. So you're not listening to that all the time. But when you do, it's like, yo, this is a good album.
It's not.
It's a good album.
That's
not a great album.
And a half, and was it the Steppers? That shit is ass.
Yeah, Miss Morale, the Big Steppers.
That's just a C level album. Man, for Kendrick, that's the ass level. So.
So yeah, I'm wondering, will Kendrick respond? Drake's still on the clock. I thought Drake would have responded, but hey, we'll see what happens.
Drake a hoe.
He not.
Unless he get on stage tonight.
Which is possible. Wouldn't say, yo, F Kendrick, my diss is out right now. Like,
no, perform the diss on stage. Fuck.
Put him on the Summer Jam screen. Remember when I brought you on tour?
If that comes with bars, good bars, then yeah. We don't need no more sassy captions.
On the Dreamville stage would be crazy.
That would be a moment. He has to have a look. Either that or he just gonna be soft. I mean, that's your man. He's soft. He trash. Like, he not. I don't rank him.
I don't call him soft this whole career. So
not my point.
They called him soft when you made problem. Take Care.
He got peed on.
That did happen.
If yeah. I pissed on you, what would you do to me?
We can't. Anyway.
Exactly. I don't call you soft. So the nigga gonna stand up for himself when they can pee on him. Whatever. That nigga soft.
Yeah, shout out to he Cole, just man.
Weak, bro. That's yeah. Some weak shit, man. That nigga weak. But Cole, he stood his ground, bro. He planted his face. Told you, nigga, what's up? And he stand on his own.
Yeah, this is a really good project, bro.
He told you he don't need Hov behind him.
And this is the first project that Jay-Z isn't attached to. There's no Roc Nation. It says Cold World Inc. So that's yeah. Big too. He's fully independent or fully like away. He's not independent, but yeah.
Yeah, big deal, man.
Shout I'm ready for the fall man. Off.
Facts.
So yeah, got Cole. Next up, Bryson Tiller drops a self-titled album. Pen Griffey has returned. I like it a lot, man. I think some in his past, some of the albums, Bryson just like Anniversary, I feel like he just didn't try. Like, I'm like, this is okay, but this ain't what I thought. This album, from track 2, which is the real intro, Attention, on, like, I like Attention. Persuasion with Victoria Monet, that's fire. Child was great. Peace Interlude. Then I feel like this is definitely more his most experimental project. Calypso is the Afrobeat bag. Then Outside is the Ying Twin sample. Then it kind of like Undertow gave me like a country vibe. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, we can talk about Beyonce. We got to do that too. Gave me that vibe. And I feel like the way the album ended, it could have been done a little bit better. But nah, Rob, you and I, we both big Bryson Tiller fans. This for me is like a perfected True to Self like album to me. That's what it gave.
I told you I didn't listen to it. I ain't in an R&B mood right now, guys. I can't listen.
That's crazy, bro. Did you hear the Beyonce album? Or I even.
I did. It was straight, but I don't like country music like that. So like,
nah, she was doing her thing. Like, you can have, I like the music. If it sounds good, it's good.
Yeah, I told me like, look, I can listen to a song and say that's a good song and never want to hear it again in my life. She got good records. I'm never gonna play that album again. Just like I'm not gonna play Renaissance ever. Like, it's got good songs. Not like is she just sounding trash on it and the records is ass? No, that's not my frequency.
When I tell you Taylor is hooked, bro, I walk into the apartment every day and it's playing, bro. It's crazy. And she's never done this to any Beyonce album ever, bro. Like, the last time she did this, Control came out, where it was just like every day. But you know me, I'm singing SZA too, so we good. But this album hard. I think, hey, that Miley Cyrus record, that Miley Cyrus record, Two Most Wanted, that's it, bro. That's my vibe. 16 Carriages is my vibe. Spaghetti is dope. Like Tyrant. It's a really, really good album. Shout out to Beyonce. I think she doesn't win album of the year for that album. She's never winning.
Y'all say that about Renaissance. And I'm before that.
No, this is,
and I'm
this
before is that
to the white people. She should have won the last four out. Whoa, okay, hold on. She should have won for self-titled. She wasn't beating Adele, so Lemonade wasn't gonna win. She definitely should have won for Renaissance, and she should definitely win for this. But again, we'll see, man. You know, shout out to Beyonce. Whenever you get in the R&B space, listen to Bryson. Then you're going to like it. And Glorilla dropped her EP, Everything, Everything. Got Yeah Glow on there. Got the record Wanna Be With Meg. I think the EP is okay. Songs I like, All There with Moneybag, that record is fire. The Meg record, I think, is okay. I was geeked for it. I was like, yo, like, Meg and Glow together, this is going to be one of the ones. They sample Soulja Boy? Oh, this is really going to be one of the ones. And it wasn't one of the ones, bro. It's cool.
I figure.
What did you think of the EP?
This reminds me, I don't really like Southern rappers like that. The Southern rappers can't rap like that.
You don't like Southern rappers? You don't like West Coast rappers? You don't like Midwest rappers?
I don't like Southern rappers because they can't rap. I don't like West Coast things, so I don't like how y'all talk. But like, I can listen to a Southern rapper rap, but like, they don't rap. They don't be rapping. So like, with her, like, they gotta be hard beats. The record gotta be amazing. Like, it just gotta be wild, tough. Like, there gotta be moments, and like, you can't expect someone to create those type of moments every time. So exactly,
that's fair.
Project. It was average. Yeah, it goes obviously hard. The joint with Meg, like, as long as
yeah, record Money Bag is fire.
That Money Bag record, yeah, no, that shit was fire. He cooked that shit. She smoked. So that was dope.
She smoked like they did that thing. The joint right before Meg record, what's the title? No, what is that? That record was hard. There's some joints on here, but it was cool.
I didn't really like too much of that.
We're gonna hear it outside, so I'm all for this. Ooh. This summer got a chance to be one of the ones. We say that a lot of like, when are we gonna get another 2016? I think this could be it for real, for real. Shout out to 2016, man. You was there. Rob left right before I really could hit the threshold.
This Rob Rail be useless, man.
No, I was Rail, putting you on Rail moves, and then you went to Arizona.
You're like, yeah, man, you don't believe what's happening. Like, what does that do for me right now?
Like, you were supposed to be there, but you moved.
Yeah, I only went to see my family.
Yeah, while you was with your family, I was out here. I was outside.
Nasty
movies. So, yeah, man. But no, it's been good musically. Again, we'll see what happens if anything happens. Dreamville, Cole brings Drake out or whatever. So, no, I'm excited, man. So it's a good time for rap. Good time for just good music. I'm excited for what's to come. And then lastly, before we get up out of here, BMF season 3, episode 6. Yo, everybody, you know, streets is too angry, bro. They trying to, you know, Young's trying to get got.
I hate that woman.
No, Henry.
I want some.
Yeah, she. All of she's wild.
Her voice is trash. Her scenes are trash. Every action she ever does is trash. A flamethrower
in 91 is crazy.
Whatever. She's trash.
Tara need to leave Lala alone, bro. Like, she really be messing me. She really get on my nerves, dog. I
need to leave 50 alone. I'm tired of seeing her in shows, man. She's ridiculous.
She really is, bro. You got that going on, then.
Nobody can act. The lines are all ridiculous. Charles, he lives a ridiculous life.
He really does. Nah, that episode was just... It was a lot going on, bro. But hey, we in too deep, so we gotta see it.
Bruh, he like, yeah, of course, but Meech just like Meech with the stripper girl.
Then she was like, "I'll switch sides to get more money. You not loyal, you done with me. You need to move out." And then he just left, and I'm like, "So that's it?" It was very anti-climactic.
What the fuck? Like, all I know is I'm gonna watch Trust Nobody 3 on Tubi.
Let's Trust Nobody 3. Let's Trust Nobody 2 and 1.
With Gravy.
He got a third movie off? All right, bro.
I think he got like 4. I think it might be the 4th one.
It's crazy that there's a few Aggies that's on Tubi right now. And I watched one of their movies. You say, are they in it?
I believe it.
Oh. Yeah, they're interesting to say the least. But I support it. So yeah, man, but shout out to BMF. It started out really dope, and then it just
man, dog. After he broke into place and made Lamar a crackhead.
Yeah, Lamar was a real villain, bro.
And said, "Smoke this." Like, literally, like, let's be real. What you think? Like, a nigga put a gun to a nigga head and told him to smoke crack. He just never gonna come after that nigga again. He not gonna be sober ever in his life. Like, he might go after you on crack. What are you like? All right, whatever.
It's crazy, bro.
Oh, but the cop. Oh, bruh. That was sad. His kid.
It's not funny. It's just
why'd
the fact
you that laugh? His kid told him.
That tweet had me crying. It was like, his kid told him what happened. It's okay, son. I'm going to get you out. It's like, I can't. He said, I can't keep hearing that after that. And that last episode.
No, imagine
episode 5 had to be the most.
No, imagine a nigga tell you, yo, niggas took my booty home. And yo, I gotta get you out. It already happened. That nigga said, people were protecting me started beating me. That was sad.
Because it's like, that's
what he was going to say. Bro, I knew what he was going to say, but I was like, ain't he in jail? That's kind of crazy to do that in jail. But I think he in prison. He's in prison. You just a wild freak, boy. If you got like a 1 to 3 year sentence or something, and you got him raping niggas, that's crazy.
I just feel like episode 5 had to be the most exaggerated episode, maybe in the entire Power Universe. Like, so much chaos happened. It was like, wait a minute. Young is getting clipped everywhere.
Bro.
Like,
they shot the officer. No, that shit was OD, bro.
It really was, bro. But nah, is anything else
out there like as a kingpin?
Bro, hey, man, I swear, I get money, bro.
I swear 50 just meet people in real life and be like, yeah, I guess I'll throw you in BMF.
I mean, the next episode, we're supposed to see Sweetie. So that's wild. Meech gonna go from that stripper to Sweetie. But hey, you know, gotta let him cook, bro. That's gonna be bad. 2 Chainz is gone. We haven't seen Neo. Oh, Neo snitched to the feds. And now he's about to meet Sweetie. He's gonna fall for Neo. Her.
Like, man, Neo not looking like James Brown. What in the world?
Evil world.
We live done already here. Seen DC Young fly in there. Yeah. Lil Zane was part of his crew. Yo, you gotta understand that this is
a yo Zane getting murked like that was.
Did he get the shit for going?
Remember, he got killed while he was peeing.
Yeah, he got the shit pulled on him.
Nigga, yeah,
put his bag on him.
That's a wild way. That's a wild way to go out, bro. So, hey, man. Other than that, I think that's it, bro. You know, this weekend, special weekend. Rob turned 31. You know what I'm saying? What's your B-Day plan? Let's talk about you, you know?
Man, you know what I'm saying? Get a couple birds. Get a bra. Have her sent up.
What?
My niggas call my squad. No. That was crazy. But... Nah, I'm going to go to Cleveland, see a basketball game with my bro, my big bro. That's going to be Liddy. Then I'm coming to the city, bro. And then, you know what I'm saying, see what I see. And Saturday, we supposed to be doing something, you know. You know, Rel like to wait to the last minute and tell me about moves.
I like to, yo, get the heck out of here, bro.
Like,
I told you 2 weeks in advance.
That was good, though. Yeah. That's last minute for you, though. So
I just found out, and it's like you gonna ask me what's the move knowing I won't be outside anymore. So I'm like, I party.
I don't know you be out. Somebody said, oh, you don't know nothing about back home. Nigga, you live back home. You supposed to know everything.
Oh, I know enough, but I don't activate what I know because I be chilling, bro. But yeah, Kato tried to
Jamal.
What about Jamal? Is this for off the pod stuff? So I think, yeah, we should talk about it off the pod, Rob. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about off the pod. Off the pod.
I'm just showing love, bro. Chill out. Shout out to him. Great performance. Oh, that was dope. I'm just saying, like, I saw it on Twitter, on Instagram. That's all I'm saying. You're hell. What else did I see?
I don't even know. But anyway, yeah, it was funny. Kato was like, yeah, I heard you washed. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, they be inviting you to moves. You don't go. And I'm like, if I give you a disclaimer saying I'm busy all month and you still invite me, that's on you. I told you I'm not showing up. And I didn't. Now I'm free. Now I'm available. And he was like, oh, word, I feel that. I'm like, yeah, bro, I'll pop out when necessary. It's been cold, too. I don't pop out in the cold anymore. So, yeah. But it should be cool. Us linking up. It's overdue. Yeah, man, it should be a good time.
I think it's going to be in the city, bro.
But yeah, other than that, that's it for me. We probably won't be potting next week. Next 2 weeks, really. 21st, I'll be on travel. And then we might be too turned to pot next next Sunday. So we'll see. But yeah, man, y'all be safe. Y'all be blessed. Watch college women's basketball.
Yeah.
Shout out South Carolina. Till next time. Peace.
Peace.